All right, so we're starting the area of the 2 days of Yantav and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So, Beitza, Dal, Amabez, Itzmar. When was the idea of 2 days of Yantav instituted, initially?
When there was a flexibility in when the Kodesh could be inaugurated.
Right, when they were doing Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay, so when they were doing Kiddush HaKodesh, so a problem emerged. What was the problem that emerged when they did Kiddush HaKodesh? What? Okay, so you guys may not be familiar with this. Actually, before you read Matar Fazet, go back to Rashi. Shelgalius. Slowly. Sha'ain. No, it's only those people who are called B'nai Galius. And what are those? Harachokim. Mibazdin. So they're far away from the high court. And therefore what? They're not going to get there in time, and therefore they're not going to know what? 30 versus 31. And therefore what? Here's the hard part. Misafek. Oh, slow. So what would they have to do, therefore? I mean, there are times in history where Chachamim are faced with a tremendous problem. This is one of them. What's the problem here? But we know one thing for sure, you have to do what? And we have to celebrate Yantav. There has to be a celebration of Yantav. But what's the problem? We don't know which day it is. It's either going to be A or B. Right? They don't know which day. So what do? They make 2 days of Yantav Misafik. What does that sound like? What does that mean? Shabbason. So what do we know? We know the Torah tells us the first day is Issur D'oraisa day, the seventh day is Issur D'oraisa day, and they don't know which day that is. And you have a big problem with D'oraisas.
What's the first day?
First day Yom Tov.
And what's the seventh day? Shabbos.
No, like on Pesach, the seventh day of the Chag.
Oh.
Yeah, the seventh day of Pesach. So what's the... Okay. What? Visulo. And here, they're not going to be able to do this here. They don't know which day is which. So again, what's going on here? Problem, Chazal's power is rooted in Darban, obviously. But what can he not do? Let's just get that clear. Meaning when? On
the second day.
Okay, so whatever they're going to do, they can never say this. This is critical. They can never create a second day of Yantav.
It is.
Oh, I understand. But you think it's a simple point. But they cannot create a second day of holiday. All they can do is what? Well, we'll see. All they can do is, and that's the Gemara. So one shita holds what? Yes, yeah, so Rav Amar. Okay, so what's that referring to? So the egg that's laid on Shabbos and Yantav is definitely what? But the question is, what's its status? Tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. All right, so let's stick with Yantav. So if he holds that the...
Or what?
All right, so... Let's stick with Yantav. Okay, so I tell you there's 2 days of Yantav. Okay, whatever that means, we don't know what that means yet. The 2 days. Oh, so if it's late in the first day, we know one thing for sure about the egg: I cannot use it. But the question is, what's the status on the second day? Right? What's that? That same egg. That same egg. What do you mean has to be mutter? It's a machlokas. If you look at it, each day is what? If each day, I don't know what today is, maybe it's Kodesh, maybe it's Chol, maybe today is Yantav, maybe it's not, right? So then, the Beitza will be Mutter the second day. Why? Because on today, when it's laid, we're going to say it's Yantav, right?
So it's in the Torah, okay, but or yesterday was not Yantav, so it's fine to use it.
Oh, okay, so either way you go, you can use the egg on the second day. I know! Okay, but there's a problem though, right? Is that clear? Does anyone have a problem with that? The egg that's laid, according to Rav, the egg that's laid today is definitely going to be mutter tomorrow. Why? Because if you treat each day besafek, if you treat each day with doubt, then no matter what, the egg is going to be mutter. Because if today, everyone agrees that today... Forget the chol. Talking about from Yantav to Yantav. Ravasi. Why does he say that? All right, how can he say that? Okay, but... Go on. Rashi says, you're not better than Rashi yet. He says, Kinefarsh Vazel? We're going to explain why. Now, keep going to the Gemara. The Gemara says what? Maybe Kasava Ravasi. Oh, so maybe he holds what?
Each one is its own.
No. Get it right. Kedusha Achas means what?
Kedusha of one.
No, Kedusha Achas means what? Meaning what?
It's one big
Yom. No one's going to like this idea.
The same day of Yom.
Oh, one, it's even better. It's one what? One Kedushas Yom.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one Kedushas Yom. Are there 2 days of Yontav?
Nope.
There is
one very large day.
One very large day. Be careful. I'm happy you said that. Just be careful. Don't commit yourself to that yet. Okay? Yes. Rashi says, what's Kedusha Achasi? Let's understand what that actually means. Gola. So the Chachamim are Koveya Abnei Gola. So they're a Koveya on who?
The Golas.
On those people in exile, right? Lidoros, to make for what? Okay, meaning, what does Lidoros here mean? For all time. All time, okay? Right, Machma suffix that, because of the suffix. Oh, what does that mean? So, okay, they placed upon them to treat it as one long day. Okay, so just to, very simple. I have a simple question. So what's the real question here? What's the question? Right, the ultimate question. Question is, we got a big problem. What's the problem that Chazal are facing, or the Chachamim? What's the problem Beis Din's facing? What? They have a suffix. What do we do for the people who live outside of Yerushalayim? What are we supposed to do? Okay? So there's two ways you could deal with the suffix. There's two logical ways you could deal with the suffix. What are the two logical ways to deal with the suffix? First way is Rav. What does he say? So you take the suffix, and what do? You incorporate it into the day. Meaning, this day is a day of doubts, and the second day is a day of doubt. That they can do. They could take the reality of the suffix, and they can actually infuse it into the very character of the day. So each day is called what?
Suffolk Yom.
Suffolk Yom, or to put it more eloquently, each day is called Kodesh Kol. Each day is called, hold on, each day is called sanctity and profane together. What?
Mundane.
Mundane, right. Mundane, right, mundane. Each day has that character in it. That's one way to deal with the suffix.
Or do you say they removed the suffix?
Or do you say they obliterated the suffix? Meaning that they didn't deal with the suffix. What did they do? They obliterated it. What? Not just incorporated it. They erased it. They said, listen to what I'm saying right now. You know what Yom Baruch means? It means on my calendar of Aleph through Lamed, right, when I hit Tesvav, what do I see? I see Tesvav and what's the day after Tesvav? Tesvav.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, back to the word. The Ha Ravasi Mavdil. So this is Jaffrey's question. But we know Ravasi, what did he used to do? He make Abdallah between the first and second day. You can't make Abdallah between a Tesvav and a Tesvav.
Right, it's disgusting.
Right? How can you do that?
Because
you're not... Right? Umavarech. Third wide line. Oh, so that's what he made. So that's a bigger kasha. He made a Madlin Kodesh Chol. How can you do that? Hold on, relax. The Kasavar.
Kasavar, time London.
Oh, one second. So he held what? He said, what? What's Kviyat Yarcha? So we know already, he knew the calendar. Now, so he knew the second day of Yom Tov was going to be what? Chol, right? Kamono. But, No. Minhag HaMasechin is what? He's saying they didn't know the Kviyas HaChodesh like he does.
Right.
The Asom is Safek Malayan, Anachna Osen Osam. So now we're going to the next stage in history. Okay, now we got to fast forward. We got to fast forward just a little bit. Now we're talking about a period of time where after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now what happened after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? So the people outside of the, there's no more Shluchim anymore from Beis Din. We don't have a calendar yet. Okay, so what will happen? What happens? Hakar Ravasi hold Kedusha Achas, but at the same time he made Abdullah between one and the other, and it seems like he did it because in his period of time, what happened? So the people who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael kept 2 days, like in Seattle. Why they keep 2 days? Because your parents did, yeah. Right? But Ravasi made Abdullah, which means why did he make Abdullah? Because he knew how to calculate the calendar. Okay?
Ravasi's suffix.
All right, this is what's called a meta suffix. Okay, he was super, super suffix. What's a super suffix here? Okay, Rashi? One side of the suffix was if the law of the sages, who? Lidoros. So one way of learning it, he's besuffic about what? What did Chazal do? Either Chazal did what? Did they make a chok on the people lived in Gullus, right? Lidoros forever. Oh, and even if...
They still have to tell us to do too.
Oh, so even if we know, even if it turns out we had a population in Iraq of brilliant astronomers who could work out the calendar, guess what? Too bad, because what do the Chacham say? Once 2 days are in existence,
they're there forever.
It's like, is it a general?
Okay, so do you say that? Now this is changing it a bit. Do you say that midorabanan it's Yom Aruch? Right. That's one possibility.
Or
did they on their own do it out of suffix? Chol, right? Ulaman de kimleg bekviya diarcha. So the question is, when they came up with 2 days, did they say it's going to be 2 days forever? And therefore, meaning how many days of Yom Tov are there really? One. So therefore, you shouldn't make a Kavdala between the 2 days. Or do you say no, that they only made the Gzera of 2 days for when you need it to be 2 days. After the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, if you lived in Iraq, the people who did Minhag HaBasim Adyenu kept 2 days. But if you were a smart guy and knew the calendar, you'd keep one. So he made Havdalah out of Suffolk. You understand that?